Testing in the House Chamber 133rd Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer. And to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Representative Quick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Acknowledging the presence of other faiths, I ask that you join me in prayer. Not wise enough to instruct you and reverently fearful of your wisdom and your power, we humbly bow before you, Lord God, to ask your intervention in our affairs. Look kindly, dear Lord, upon our families, friends, and constituents. Your instructions to us are clear, for in Colossians 3:23, you command us that whatsoever we set our hand to do it as unto you and not unto man. Therefore, we request just that, enough wisdom, strength, and courage to have as our ultimate goal to hear the sweet sound of your majestic voice saying to us, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." For a heavenly pat on the back is worth much more than all this world has to offer. To that end, we submit our whole selves, body, mind, and soul, in the power and might of the greatest name ever uttered, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for September 17th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day with us today, Leslie Gillespie from Durham. Ms. Gillespie, thanks for being with us today, man. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 211, an act to make various changes to motor vehicle laws of the state.
Chapter bills will be noted. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Lofton and Everett, House Resolution 1021, require veto vote within 5 days of calendaring.
Bills referred to committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. For purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative Martin rise.
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
Just a moment. House come to order. Gentleman's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to do this early, just after you introduced our nurse of the day. And I encourage you to go take a moment to talk to her. She's from North Carolina, but she actually is in Germany right now with the Department of Defense working at Landstuhl Hospital, which takes care of a lot of our service members over in Germany. It's also a facility you'll see in the news where a lot of wounded soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine out of Iraq and Afghanistan end up on their way home to the States. So we've got someone who's here to take care of us today, but is also taking care of our service members over in Germany.
Thank you for pointing that out, Representative Martin. We appreciate your service, ma'am. Calendar, House Bill 633, the clerk will read.
Representatives Davis, Faircloth, McNeil, and Richardson, House Bill 633, a bill to be entitled an act to strengthen the laws against criminal gang activity and clarify judicial standards commission procedures. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion not to concur.
The gentleman has moved that the House do not concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 633. The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, when this bill went over from the House to the Senate made three changes, which in our opinion weakened the bill. Therefore, I'd ask you to support a motion not to concur.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the adoption of the motion not to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 633. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Conrad, Representative Lambeth, would the members like to vote on this bill? Representative Howard, would the lady like to vote? Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 110, having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. The House does not concur with the Senate committee substitute to Senate Bill 633, the House Bill 633, and the Senate will be so notified. Senate Bill 691, the clerk will read.
Senators Perry and Davis, Senate Bill 691, a bill to be entitled an act to allow emergency funding from the Water and Wastewater Reserve to cover operating deficits incurred in certain public water and wastewater systems. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill is a temporary fix for some small rural communities that are struggling to fund their public wastewater systems. For those of you who know, we've been dealing with this for a while. It just so happened that one of the communities in my district happened to be the first one to go through this process. The reason why we're passing these emergency funds now is, of course, the funds are needed, but our friends in the Senate will not be returning until the 30th. And if this bill is not passed today, then we will be waiting until after the 30th, which means the town of Eureka and the town of Cliffside will dissolve. So I want to thank our friends at the DEQ for working with us, the water quality folks, the folks at the local government commission, the treasurer's office. All of us have been working hand in hand. There will be another technical amendment a little after the 30th when the Senate comes back to fix some of the issues we have. But we feel like this is important to move forward and ask for your support. Thank you all.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 691 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members wish to record. Butler, Setzer. Clerk Watt Machine, record the vote. 114, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 691 passed a second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 691 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 691, having passed third reading, is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. Members, that concludes our calendar for the day. The chair is going to make a ruling on procedures of the House. There was a question I've had from members of both sides of the aisle about the no vote sessions that we're about to go into for the remainder of this week and for next week. And so pursuant to Rule 62, it is the custom and practice of the House not to vote on substantive matters during a formally announced pro forma or skeleton or no vote session. Chair rules that any motions made during such an announced pro forma session of the House beyond approving the journal, messages from the governor, receiving papers addressed to the House, ratifications, receiving of committee reports, submission of conference reports, introductions of bills and resolutions, messages from the Senate, and adjournment subject to the standard conditions are out of order and will not be recognized. Absent an adopted rule, this ruling is based on the practices of the body and provides clear direction on procedures and skeleton sessions. So with that, is there anyone who wants to
speak to, ask a question, or anything on that? What person, gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin Rice.
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, would you mind emailing out to members a text of the ruling you just read?
We'll do that. And this was something that was the clerk and I consulted to make sure that this was based on what the precedent has been. And so we will do that. I'll ask the clerk to transmit that to the body upon adjournment today. For what purpose does the lady from Yancey? So is there anyone who would like to, while we have a quorum, to appeal that ruling of the chair? Hearing none, that shall be the ruling of the chair. For what purpose does the lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
For a moment of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized.
Since my husband listens to every single placement with what session while we're here, I just want to wish him a happy 41st wedding anniversary. Thank you.
Congratulations. Hey there. And before members get going, I know there's a lot of recognition. There may be questions. The schedule during this period is going to be as follows. We're going to have a no vote session on Friday of this week. There will then be a no vote session on Tuesday of next week, and then Friday of next week as well. So if for some reason one of those days needs to change for some reason, ample notice will be given. The chair does not anticipate that. That's the schedule that we've laid out to all the members. And of course, the chair is announcing that publicly. And under this ruling, members need not worry about attending. There will, the speaker, either I will be here or my designee, along with at least two other members, so that the motions can be handled for the journal and whatnot, those administrative matters. For what purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise?
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Just for my own personal sanity, on understanding the ruling you made in reference to formally announce, is that also constitute when you send out an email or something? Is that considered formal as well in that process? If you send an email saying there'll be no vote, does that, and we hadn't said it in the actual session, does that also?
That's right. And what that's do, what the purpose of that, Representative Montgomery, is to just be clear, when as the speaker I announce that there are no votes, that's the condition of it. So, and that's,
yes, sir.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like a moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Excuse me. I would like to recognize my seatmate for his birthday. I appreciate Cecil Brockman for the constant attention that he pays to trying to represent the constituents of his district, which we talk about a lot, and how much the people of High Point matter to him, and the fact that he constantly regales me with humor that is not appropriate to be said when the microphone is on. So if you join me, please say happy birthday to Cecil Brockman.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you are well aware, yesterday was arguably the birth of liberty as we celebrated our Constitution. That was 232 years ago, if my memory serves me correctly. Today we recognize, or at least my family does, the birth of another liberty. That young lady's name is Liberty Ann Kidwell. She turns 5 years old today, and I want to wish her a happy birthday on this, her very important fifth birthday. Also, for the young men out there in the future who may pursue her, you may know me well in this House for being very defensive of liberty. I fight for liberty every day I come to this House. I will continue to do that. And gentlemen, as you try to date my granddaughter, I want to recommend that you remember how hard I will fight for liberty. Happy birthday, Liberty Kidwell.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Chowan, Representative Goodwin, rise.
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and I'd like to be recognized to speak to that statement.
The chair does order that the representative statement be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal. The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege. The chair would ask the House to come to order.
September 18, 1947, the United States Air Force was created. I know there's a couple of us in here that proudly served on that, so I wanted to bring that to the attention. Tomorrow is the 72nd birthday of the Air Force. But really, something even more important than that is September the 18th is POW MIA Recognition Day. The United States has still 1,589 missing soldiers in Vietnam. North Carolina has 38 soldiers still missing in Vietnam. The Air Force had 12. The United States Army has 15. The United States Navy has 8. And George and Michael, sorry to tell you, the Marine Corps has 0. None missing over there. Y'all brought them home, I guess. But this is an important time, that POW/MIA recognition. When I was in the service, I had the privilege to escort some men that had been rescued and brought back to the United States. Another one of them life-changing moments for you that sticks with you for the rest of your life. But there's some other numbers here I want to read to you real quick. From the Korean War, we are still missing 7,663 men. And there are some women in there as well. From World War II, 72,707. That does not include the ones that they give up on that were in the Navy. They went down with the ships and went to the bottom of the ocean. There's no way ever to retrieve those bone fragments and identify anybody. So as we are home tomorrow and you're thinking about different things, when you see that black flag that says POW/MIA on it, just say a little prayer for them. It is special. The members in here that raised their hand and swore to God to give their life to fight and die for the rest of you, it's even more special to us because we were lucky. We came back. So we still have a lot of prayers to offer up. Korea just sent back 52 POWs that were identified. I would like to see my country, our country, and our state be involved in trying to get the rest of them. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Clark, rise?
A point of personal privilege, please.
The lady has the floor.
In 1986, I was a freshman in middle school, and that is the same year that my seatmate, Representative Wesley Harris, was born. His birthday is this Sunday, and please join me in wishing him a happy 33rd birthday.
What purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I need to get some clarity because I definitely don't want to make a mistake. You said it would be no vote on Friday, Tuesday, and Friday. What does that mean for Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
So, you're getting the rest of this week and next week off. We'll be back here for regular business on Monday the 30th. For what purpose, gentleman from Guilford, Representative Faircloth, rise.
Or a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This past Sunday, about 300 people gathered in Greensboro at the Greensboro Museum for to see the filming or the a digital movie that had been put together in recognition of one of the heroes of World War II. I have mentioned to you before Major George Preddy, who was the leading Mustang ace, the leading flyer of Mustangs in World War II. And 75 years ago, this past Sunday, Major Preddy came home. He was sent home. He did not request to come home. He was sent home because at that point he was the leading ace in the European theater, and they wanted him to come home and go sell war bonds, which was a big thing during the war. I happened to be 5 years old at the time he came home, and I remember sitting on his knee and looking at his medals, and he had several things that recognized him, and they had a big event at the stadium, the baseball stadium in Greensboro, when he was at home. and dignitaries from Washington and the military, and it was a really big celebration. And this past Sunday was the 75th anniversary of that day. What we saw Sunday was a production that's been worked on for the last 5 years. It's a digital movie, a digital story about his life and what he did overseas. And so we were looking forward to seeing this whole story. And then it was announced that this particular production has been entered into some kind of national prize they give for this type of production. And so they couldn't show us the whole thing because it would take them out of the competition if it had been shown publicly. But we did see bits of it, and it is amazing what they can do with a computer. This was all computer, and yet it was like looking at a regular movie. All the different planes that were flying, and so it will be out once that competition is over. And the title is Carolina Ace, and I will make sure you know about it then because you will find it quite a bit of history, but also very interesting about the technology that's available now. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To see if the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Majeed, would yield to a question.
Representative Majeed, does the gentleman yield to Representative Martin?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Majeed. I know you're, as a proud veteran of the United States Air Force, celebrating your service's 72nd birthday today. Your service has been around for over 7 decades, and my question to you is, how many more decades is it going to take before you Air Force pilots can learn to accurately drop an Army paratrooper on the correct drop zone?
No comment, Mr. Speaker.
Representatives Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White recognize in the 4th Committee report. Corporal Reed.
Representatives Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee report. House Bill 655, NC Healthcare for Working Families. Favorable Committee Substitute number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute number 1.
Committee Substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee Substitute number 2 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Speaker appoints the following conferees to House Bill 633, short title, Strengthen Criminal Gang Laws. Representative Faircloth, Chair, members, Representative Davis, Representative McNeil, Representative Richardson, the Senate will be so notified. For what purpose, the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise.
For a moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
I sent my press release out yesterday, and I'm sure most of you already know I'm not going to be running for re-election, but I will save my bloviating until the end of next year because I will be here fighting until December 31st of next year. But I just want everybody to know. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
To see if Representative Martin would yield for a question and an inquiry.
Representative Martin, gentleman, yield?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Representative Martin, I believe Representative Hugh was a B-52 pilot, bomber pilot. Is that correct?
I believe it is, yes, sir.
So you really don't want him to drop you, do you?
That's right.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Hardin, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Friday, September 20th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Speciale, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, September 20th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
reading of a representative statement. A representative statement observing National POW MIA Recognition Day, whereas 1,589 Americans are still missing from the Vietnam War, as well as 7,663 unaccounted for from the Korean War, 126 from the Cold War, and 72,707 from World War II, though thousands from World War II are assessed and unrecoverable deep sea losses, and whereas the families and friends of unaccounted for Vietnam War veterans, as well as countless fellow veterans and other Americans, still await recovery and identification of their remains, or if determined unrecoverable, certainty regarding their fates, and whereas of the unaccounted for Vietnam War veterans, 38 are North Carolinians, and whereas successive administrations have reinforced their solid commitment for accounting for our nation's POW MIAs as a matter of the highest national priority for the United States, and whereas in keeping with President Trump's pledge to support Americans' veterans, we are confident that the Trump administration will end longstanding concerns over adequate funding and personnel, and whereas Vietnam and Laos are now cooperating well, yet U.S. intelligence and other evidence indicates that increased unilateral and joint efforts would bring more rapid answers despite Cambodia's recent insurgence, and whereas the Russian Federation and the People's Republic of China could readily provide much greater assistance in locating and providing documents and responding to questions about unaccounted for Americans from all wars and conflicts since World War II, and whereas in view of agreement between President Trump and DPRK Chairman Kim to meet, there is reason for hope that the humanitarian mission for accounting for U.S. personnel still unreturned from the Korean War will be suitably addressed. Now, therefore, all North Carolinians are encouraged to observe September 20th, 2019 as POW MIA Recognition Day in honor of all the Americans still missing and unaccounted for from the Vietnam War, Korean War, Cold War, and World War II. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 18th day of September 2019, submitted by Representative Edward Goodwin, Speaker of the House Tim Moore, House Principal Clerk James White.
Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 691, an act to allow emergency funding from the water and wastewater reserves to cover operating deficits incurred by certain public water and wastewater systems.
Chapter bills will be noted. Chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the floor to the honorable gentleman from Randolph County, Mr. Dave Craven, who has graced this house with his presence today. We want to welcome you and thank you for being here from the great city of Asheboro, home of the North Carolina Zoo.